mean, we so we pass on halacha that by naira hamarasa he the avi and mekabel mazgiti can either give the get to the girl herself, to the wife directly, or he can give the get to the girl's father. This is only naira hamarasa. If there's nisuin, then she's yotza meshusa av. Then the father is not a baldabas anymore. You can't give the get to the father. And it's only naira if she's a bogeris also. She's yotza meshusa avia, so the father's out of the picture. So it's only naira hamarasa, naira v'lo bogeris, and marasa v'lo nesua. They say naira v'lo ktana, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, there is no such thing. Ein shtei adayim zeches ke'echos. How can it be? Who is the baalim on the get? If the father is the bailam, bailus means exclusivity. Let's say I own something, means belongs to me, it doesn't belong to you. Or let's say we're shutvim, so it means half of it is mine, half of it is yours. Or we're shutvim, I have 10%, you own 90%. So you own 90% that does not belong to me. I own 10% that does not belong to you. But you can't have two people bailam on the same thing. So that's where Buddha argues with the Chachamim. Ein shtei adayim zeches ke'echad. It cannot be that two people are bailim. Either the father is the bailim on the get, or the wife is the bailim. Either one or the other can't be both. And the Chacham say no. So the Gemara says, what did they do with the Achman? Yodi Yisei Rizach Alei Achman. So it's a little unclear. What does that mean? It's a little unclear. So here the Tosfos on the Mishnah quotes that Rashi backed out from his opinion. Rashi originally thought, and many Rishonim hold like that, that when the Mishnah says Naira Hamarasa, it's only Naira velo Ktana, that by Ktana Hamarasa, only the father can be Mechabal get, and not the wife. He cannot give the get to the wife. So let's say a man is married to a Ktana, and she's a Yisayma. Let's say the father marries off his daughter, a Ktana is a Labazda, so she can't be Mechabal Kiddushin. But if the Ktana has a father, she's Bishusavia, so Hav Mechabal Kiddushin, the father has the ability to marry off the daughter, so the daughter is an Eishes Ish Deraisa. Let's say the father dies afterwards, so the husband can give the get to the wife directly. Even though Katan is allowed by Das, but by the get, you don't need Das or Isha. The get can be given by Korcha to the Isha. So what's over here? What's the problem over here? The Chachamim hold Naira Hamarasa, Hivi Abim Mekabnas Gita, either she or the father. A beauty is not happy. How can it be two people are the Bailam? So we'll have to see what we're going to do with this taina. So the Chachamim hold either she or the father can be mekabel get, and so why does Rashi and many Rishonim hold only a naira hamarasa, a ktana can be mekabel get? You don't need das. It has to be mishal chaveinu chazeres. If she's such a young girl that she doesn't understand what gevushin is all about, then it's no good. But we're talking, the girl is 10 years old. She knows what it means to get divorced. She knows that goodbye and good luck, and that's it. She's not going to be married to the husband anymore. A shaita is mishal chavuchazeres, but a ktana, if she's old enough, she understands. So why should, that's what Tay says, it doesn't make, number one, it doesn't make any sense. Why should Rashi say that a ktana hamurasa, the ktana cannot be mekabel get on her own? Number two, not only doesn't make any sense, it's against the beferish gemara and kiddushin. That's what Tais is quote. That's what the Balamori asked that kasha also against the Rif. How can it be? It's against the Beferish Gemara. So the Melchamis on our daf, in my edition, in the old editions of the Vilna Shas, so it's in the pages in the Rif. Now they changed all the pages in the Rif, but in the old standard editions in the Vilna Shas, it was page Lamed Omid Beis. And then in the middle of the Melchamis, you have two dots, and he starts a new paragraph. He says, "Ve'od yesh laman aleim schutz." So he has a very interesting comment there. He says like this: there is a din in the Gemara, "Mili lamimser on l'shaliach." It's a Gemara in Gittin. We'll get to it later. "Mili lamimser on l'shaliach." So some "mili" means words. If I made some of the shliach to do a bunch of words, so you don't say shliach hos shliach. The Gemara learns that. Take a look in Kiddushin, Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. The beginning of the second parak says that Ha'ish Mekadosh Bo B'Shlucha, Ha'ish Miskadosh is Bo B'Shlucha. The Chosin can make a Shliach, Nekala can make a Shliach. You don't need Fanisu and you can't make a Shliach. That's like a mitzvah Shebegufa, like I can't make a Shliach to do Kiddushin Bia. It's the wrong person doing either the Chosin or the Kala, it's the wrong person doing the Bia. So Nisuin, you can't have a shliach, has to be in person. But for Kiddushin, you can do Ayide Shliach. So the Gemara says, how do you know that such a thing is Shlichas? So the Gemara quotes different sources. The Gemara quotes that by the get, it says, V'shilcha mibeiso. V'holcha v'hoysa li'shachem. So the Gemara says, you learn from that word, V'shilach v'shilcha. V'shilach means Shahabal oysa shliach. When a husband wants to divorce his wife, he can appoint a shliach to give the get to the wife. If he leaves the get on the table and tells the wife, pick it up yourself, t'legitach magabi karka is no good. So you need v'nosam b'yodah, the Baal has to do an asina. So that's a chidish din. V'shilach, malam shabal oysa shliach, if the husband appoints a Jew, if he sends a get in the mail and the goyish mailman leaves it in the mailbox and the wife, years ago, the Jews were coming to America and they used to have plays like that and stories like that, that the husband was making out well in America, made a lot of money, he left his wife and his children home in Europe, and he would send the get in the mail, and the wife would get the get in Europe, she'd open up the envelope, oh, my husband sent me a get, he's not going to support me anymore. So that's a joke, he can't send the get in the mail if the mailman is a goy, you need a shliach, even if the mailman is Jewish. But he puts the envelope in the mailbox, and then the wife takes it. You need a nesina. So either the Baal does the nesina directly, or the Baal appoints a shliach, a Jewish person. Shluchu shalom kamos is considered as if yad shliach is kiyad Baal, as if the Baal did the nesina to the yad ha'isha. So you learn out that the Baal is a shliach. Then you learn out the shilcha malam shehu isha is a shliach. Not only can the husband make a shliach to deliver the get. Let's say the wife doesn't want to look at the husband. It's such a bitter divorce, she doesn't want to be there. So the husband wants to give it a get in person, she doesn't want to be there, so she sends a shliach. So the husband can give the get, that's our Mishnah, our Perek. The husband can give the get to the shliach Rish, and she'll be Mizgareshes. Then the Gemara has a third Rosh, v'shilach v'shulcha malamed, shliach is a shliach. The husband can appoint a shliach to deliver the get, and then if the shliach can't travel that far, he has to travel all the way there, it's Israel. Husband is in New York and the wife already moved to Eretz Yisrael. So the shliach takes sick on the way, so let him appoint a shliach sheni, and the shliach sheni is shliach oisa shliach. So the Tosvei HaRosh asks on that Gemara and Kiddushan on that Mem Aleph, the Gemara needs a pasuk somewhere that there's an institution of shlichus. Once you have one pasuk, then you say Amma Matzina. You learn out from that one pasuk, the Kola Tarakula, the shlichus is good. So the Tosfei HaRosh asked the Kasha, once you have a pasuk v'shilach, malam shabal osa shliach, why do you need a second rosh of v'shilcho malam shahu isa osa shliach? Learn a mamatzinu, just like the Baal can make a shliach to give the get, so you need v'nasam b'yoda, if he just leaves a get near the wife, it's no good. You need v'nasam b'yoda, either yoda or chatzera, okay? So, of course, if the Isha didn't make her shliach, it's not v'nosam b'yoda, even though she sees it, there's a get. So shouldn't you learn a mamatzina? Just like the husband can make a get for nesinus a get, so the Isha can make a get. So the Rosh, the Tosua Rosh asked Akash, why did the Tanoim need an extra drosha? Malam sharish v'esa shliach, the Gemara is going to learn out shlichus from Kiddushin is a mamatzinu, from get. And shlichus by Truman, shlichus by Shchitas Karban Pesach, in Kol HaTarkula, there's a din of shlichus. So why did you need a separate pasuk for the Isha? So the Tosfei HaRosh answers. He says, if you would only have a pasuk that the Baal can make a shliach by Sinas HaGet, you would not think that the Isha has the ability to make a shliach, because the get can be given Baal Korcha Shel Hu Isha. So therefore what? So this is understood. There's a Yerushalmi in our Perek, in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. Is that where it is? Aloch Aleph, Perek Vav Aloch Aleph, where the Yerushalmi has a lashon, the Nesivos quotes part of this in Choshen Mishpat Siman Kuf Hes of Cotton Base. So he quotes such an expression, the Rishonim quoted, but the Nesivos has it la locha. In each lucha shall bal hamamin, to appoint a shliach, I'm the bailim. Let's say I own a house, I want to sell a house. You have money, you want to buy a house. So I'm a bailam on the house, and you're the bailam on your $1 million. So I can make a shliach to sell a house. You can appoint a shliach to buy the house on your behalf, because you're the bailam on the $1 million you're going to have to pay. The husband is a bailus on the get. He's the balabas to decide. You need his das. The get can be given without das abal. But since the get can be given by korcha shaluisha, there's a chem der abene geshem that it's not a decent thing to do. And whoever does it should drop that. Cherem is a curse. The Gemara says, Cherem is Osius Ramach. It's a curse that's nichnas into the Ramach Evorim, and the Chachamim gave him a curse. He should drop dead for doing this. Some Rishonim hold in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tshuva Saran, that to give a get Bal Korcha as an Adera Deraisa. When he got married, he promised to love, honor, and cherish her, and to treat her like the Jewish princess. And now he's divorcing her, Bal Korcha, and he's marrying the young secretary who's been working with him in the office the last couple of years. That's not a decent thing. It's immoral. So it's a bad thing. But still, Al Pidin, the get can be given Bal Korcha. You don't need Das or Isha by the get. So that's what the Tosfei HaRosh says. Since you don't need Das or Isha by the get, the Isha is not a Bailim on the Gerishin. The husband is a Bailim. You need his Das. And the only one who has the right to appoint a Shliach, the Shliach means I have the Koyach Bailis. I transfer the Koyach Bailis to somebody else. But the Isha doesn't have a Koyach Bailis. The get can be given Bal Korcho. So I would have thought, how can she appoint another person as a Shliach that Yad HaShliach Kiyodah? She's not a Bailim. And always in Shlichas, you need Shluchas Shal Balamamin. Whoever is the Bailim has the ability to appoint a Shliach. There's a Gemara in Ksubas that I find Dalet Amir Aleph. The Gemara says that you cannot make a Tanai in Chalitza. Let's say the Yavam won't give the Yavam a hard time. He doesn't want to do the Chalitza. He wants to hold her up for money. He wants $1 million that the Yavam should do the Chalitza. So he'll be a nice guy. He'll be a decent fellow. He'll do the Chalitza today. He won't stall up, but he'll say, I'm doing the Chalitza a la Tanai, that within the next year, she comes up with $1 million. And she doesn't give me $1 million by the end of the year, the Chalitza should not be valid. So the Gemara says, ain't Tanai b'chalitza. You have a right to make, you can give a get ala Tanai. There got to be a lot of Mishnais about giving a husband giving the get ala Tanai. You can make Kiddushin ala Tanai. By Kiddushin, either the husband or the wife can make a Tanai because you need Das HaChasen and Das HaKala. By the get, you don't need Das HaIsha, so she's not a balabas to make any Tanai on the get. So by Chalitza, the Gemara says, the Yavam cannot make when he does the Chalitza, he cannot do the Chalitza ala Tanai. And even if he says, I'm only doing the Chalitza on the condition that you pay me $1 million within a year, and if you don't give me the money, the Chalitza should not be valid. So the Gemara says that Tanai doesn't mean anything. The Chalitza is good even if she doesn't pay him the money. Why? So the Gemara comes up with a new klal. Milsa disa b'shlichas disa b'tanai. Milsa delesa b'shlichas lesa b'tanai. You can only be matala Tanai on a kinyan, on a maise, where you had the ability to appoint a shliach. But if you don't have the ability to appoint a shliach, then you don't have the ability to make a tanai. Why not? So Tosis there, on that daf, there's a famous Tosis. Ksubasayin dalot amin aleph, diba maschal tanai. So the Tosis says, is it because the whole institution of tanai is a gzeres hakosib that's learned out from tanai b'negodim ne'ruven? And if not for the parsha of Tanai b'nei Godim ne'ruven, you wouldn't know that you have the right to make a Tanai. And b'nei Godim ne'ruven, the ma'isa shahaya was chalukas ha'aretz, that was isa b'shlichas. You can make chalukas ha'shutvim al yidei ha'shliach. So do you say it's a gzeres ha'kosuv? Because in the ma'isa shahaya, the whole institution of Tanai is a chidush, a gzeres ha'kosuv, learned that from b'nei Godim ne'ruven. So since by b'nei Godim ne'ruven happened that it was a matter that lend itself to shliach, as you can make chaluka aydei shliach, so what denama aydei tanai? Is that why? So they said, that's ridiculous. If you're going to say that you can only make tanai if it's like the maisa shahoya, so why not say you can only make tanai on karka? Chalukas eretz yisrael was karka. So say if you're selling metaltalim, you can't make a tanai. And when you get married, when you get divorced, limited only to karka, so it can be that it's based on exeris hakosav. Milsa de isa b'shlichas isa b'tanai, leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. So Taisa says, it's not exeris hakosav, it's not a chok b'litam, it's a milsa de mistabra. Why is it mistabra? So Taisa's kemat says it explicitly, but this is the way Rab Chaim, they quote b'shem Rab Chaim Soloveitchik like this, and the Ragat Shava has the exact same thing word for word. He says, in order to appoint a shliach, you have to be the bailim. If you're not the bailim on the matter, you're not a balabas to give over the koyach ha-bailis to someone else. To make a tanai also means, if I'm the balabas on the chalais, it's my house, I have the right to sell it and not to sell it. It's my money, I have a right to buy the house and not to buy the house. It's my life, I have the right to decide whom I want to marry. The girl, it's her life. She has a right to decide whether she wants to marry this boy or not. So by kiddushin ini das habal and das ha'isha. So whenever you need das habalim, whenever you need das bailim, so that person is the bailim, he has the ability to appoint a shliach to transfer the karach habalis to the shliach shizuch eslanim kremaisai. I transfer the karach habalis and I have the ability to be matal tanai. I'm the bailim and I only agree to sell a house if on these and these conditions. If it's not tomorrow, do me something. If it doesn't, he doesn't want to sell it. So whenever you're the bailim, that enables you both to make to appoint a shliach and to be matala tonight. But if it's a milsa, but by chalitza, it's not like by kiddushin. It's not like by a get. Kiddushin is a kinyan, huisha nitnis. It's a kinyan. It's kind of ishus. And a get is a kinyan star. So it's a maisa bailus. Chalitza, the Gemara needs a pasuk that a katan and a ketana can't do chalitza. If not for the pasuk, you would have thought that a katan and a ketana are able to do chalitza. All you need actually is kavan shneim. Let's say the girl sells shoes in a shoe store. And the yovam comes in, he wants to buy a new pair of shoes. So the girl puts on a pair of shoes on him, she takes it off, puts on another pair of shoes, takes it off. So the Gemara says it's no good for chalitza. Why? The yovam put on the shoe and she took it off. On the Yovam's right foot, and she took out. The answer is no good. Achis kav dushneim. You need kavanas hayovam and kavanas hayivama. You need kavana for both. So why do you need a pasuk that a cotton can't do chalitza and a ktana can't do chalitza either? You need kavana. So the answer is a cotton can have kavana. The halacha just says a cherishot a cotton ala bar das. When you need das, das is something more than kavana. So a cotton ktana la bar das, but chalitza obviously does need das. It's like there is a kasev that a kot nektana can't do chalitza, but basically you don't need das for the chalitza. Once you do the chalitza, the Torah says she's mutaris lehinase lashuk. She's not allowed to marry anyone. Let's see, esha sameis hachutza leish zar. Either yibama yava levi yibma, and if not, then they do chalitza. Once they did chalitza, the halacha says she's mutaris, but it's not like if a husband gives his wife a get, that's a kinyan shtar. If the husband is mekadosh anisha, that's a kinyan kiddushin. That's kinyonim. So you need das bailim. Over here, it's not das bailim. They go through the mitzvah of chalitza, and if they had in mind that this is the chalitza that the Torah said, then halacha says that she's mutaris lehinase lashuk. So since chalitza is leisa b'shlichas, because neither the yovam nor the yavama is a bailim, and it's not, you don't need das bailim. No one's a bailim over anything here. You're not allowed to marry anyone else until they perform chalitza. So therefore, she's neither a bailim, neither Yavam nor the Yavama are a bailim to appoint a shliach. So neither of them is a bailim to be matala tonight. 100 years ago, there was a big issue. Some wise guy rabbis, and one of the great poskim made a mistake, and he admitted later he made a mistake. Some rabbis came up with an einfall that you can't make chalitza al yidei shliach means the yavam cannot appoint a shliach. Why? Because you need the yavam's right foot. So the shliach's right foot is the incorrect foot. It's the wrong foot. Let's say the Ktzois quotes from the Rishonim. The Ktzois said in the beginning of Hilchos Shluchim Meshutfim, why can't you make a shliach to lay tefillin for you? Why can't you make a shliach to shake a lulav for you? So he says, because it's a mitzvah shebegufo. I have to put tefillin on my head. When I point the shliach, the tefillin's on his head. His head is not better than my leg. I have to put tefillin on my arm. So his left arm is not superior to my right arm. It's the incorrect arm. It's the wrong arm. So that's what some rabbis and some in America, there was a rabbi who originally allowed this, that the only one who can make a shliach, the Gemara says, chalitza is leisa b'shlichus, therefore leisa b'tanai. So in Europe, there was in London, there was a rabbi like this, and Rabbi Chaim Oizel was tumbling and sent a lot of letters, and he got everybody, he marshaled all the koiches to fight against this incorrect psak, that only the yavam cannot appoint the shliach to do the chalitza on his behalf, because you need the yavam's right foot. So the right foot of the shliach is not superior to the left foot of the yavam. It's the incorrect leg. But the yavama, you don't need dafka her right hand. The Gemara says, "Gidem is choletz as bishineha." If she's missing both arms, and she's a Yavama Lashuk, she needs chalitza. So she's able to let her do chalitza by taking off the shoe from the oven's right foot with her teeth. So Pashta says that you don't need the hands of, you can't say that the hands of the shaliach, of the Yavama, is not better than the foot of the Yavama. If she do the chalitza with her foot, it'll also be good. There's a difficult taisvis in Chulin, Dav Chof, that the Achreinim say is really a pele. There's a Mishnah in Chalitza, in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, that says, Chalitza b'smol, Chalitza s'psula. So it's clear from the Gemara, Chalitza b'smol means if she took off the shoe from the left foot of the Yavam. So there's a Taisus in Chulin, on Chof and Meralik, where Taisus understood, Chalitza b'smol, she took off the shoe with her left hand. Chalitza s'psula, she has to take off the shoe with her right hand. So Taisus asks on themselves, how can it be? If the Gemara says, Gidem is Choletz is Bishenem, she doesn't have any hands. She can do chalitza with her teeth if she's able to. So you see, you don't need the right hand. So Tay says, no, the left hand is worse than the teeth. That's difficult. The minig is to be machmer for that Tay. So he's even though absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. Minig is that they tell the Yavama to put her left hand behind her back, and she should, because she may, it's very hard to untie shoelaces by only using one hand. So it's much easier if you use two hands at the same time. So we don't want the Yavama to use her left hand in doing the chalitza, because there was one opinion in Taisus like that. But Mikra, then we don't really hold like that. So that's what the few rabbis, there was one rabbi in America who was a wise guy, and a rabbi in London, and one of the Gedolim wrote like this, that the one who can't make a shliach is only the Yavam cannot make a shliach, but the Yavama can. It was always a problem years ago. It was very expensive to travel from one end of the world to the other. So let's say the brother of the Nifta, the Yavam, lives in Australia, and the Yavama lives in New York or lives in Europe. So who has money and who has time to go travel? Now everybody travels all over the world. In less than a day, you'll be there and you'll be back home on the same day. But years ago, it was a big difficulty. So let's say you need chalitza. So true, the Yavam cannot appoint a shliach to do the chalitza for him. But if you say the Yavama can appoint a shliach, that makes life very easy. Let the Yavama who lives in New York appoint a shliach in London, and the shliach will do the chalitza from the Yavam in London. And they said the only reason why it's leisa b'shlichus is because the right foot of the shliach is not superior to the left foot of the Yavam, it's an incorrect foot. So the Gedolim all said that that's not correct. If that was the whole reason why it's leisa b'shlichus, and you're going to say because leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai, that's not correct. Tosfos said leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai is not a gzeiras hakosuv. It's not because the ma'aser shehoya b'nei Gadim b'nei Reuven was a case of leisa b'shlichus. It has to be mistaber. So Tosfos said it's an inyan that's mistaber. If it's leisa b'shlichus because the person is not a bailim, then it's leisa b'tanai. You can only make a shliach to give up a karach bailis if you have gailis, and if you don't have karach bailis, then you can't make a shliach. So that's what the Tosfei HaRosh asked the Kasha on the Gemara. Why did the Tanaim need two different rushes? V'shilach malam sh'abala is a shliach. V'shilach malam sh'ho isha o is a shliach. The woman can make a shliach to receive the get for her. So you're going to learn out all the dinim of shlichus from Mama Matzino. By Kiddushin, there is no posit that you can make a shliach. They're saying a mamatzina, just like the Baal can give a get aide shliach, so he can get married aide shliach, and the Isha can make a shliach like Kabbalah's Kiddushin. Shlichus is good and call it Tarkul, a mamatzina from get. So why do they need a separate posit that the Isha can make a shliach? Learn not the Isha, mamatzina from the Baal. So the Tosfos HaRosh asked that kasha. So he answers, no, the Isha shouldn't be able to make a shliach. Since the get can be given bal korcha, she's not a bailam on the gerishin. He gives her the get bal korcha. You don't need her wish. She can be screaming bloody murder. She doesn't want the get. And the get is good anyway. It's an avera to do it. It's a cherem derabbein gerishin according to the Tshuvas Aran. It's an isa deraisa. It's an isa deraisa. What do you need the cherem derabbein gerishin for? You don't curse everybody that they should drop dead just because the person violated an immoral act. He divorces his wife. He promised to love, honor, and cherish her. Then he divorces a bal korcha. So he did an avla gedola. But that's the cherem that Rabbein Gershom is a curse. The cherem is nichnas into the ramach ivarim. He should drop dead. So this idea that the Tosfos HaRosh said, that's really the Yerushalmi has like that. Yerushalmi says you always need shluchos shel bal hamomon. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is let's say the Lubavitcher Rebbe is giving out dollar bills. So I don't want to go stand online. I appoint a shliach to be mekabel the matona on my behalf. The Yisei Shluch HaShalom K'moisei, I want to appoint, someone is considering giving a matana. So can I appoint a shliach to accept a matana from the person who's giving out matanas? The Rishonim says, unheard of. There's no such thing. The mekabel matana, the potential mekabel matana, is not the bala moment over here. If you want to sell a house, I want to buy a house. So you're the balaam on the house, I'm the balaam on the $1 million. I have the right to appoint a shliach to obligate me to pay $1 million or not to obligate me. So I'm a balaam on the $1 million. But to make a shliach to be mekabel matana, I'm not paying anything for it. So I'm not the balaam. So the Rishonim said you can't appoint a shliach. Shlucha always has to be shlucha shal balaam. The Nesiv is there, he starts off with that and he has a lot of important comments on. So that's what the Yerushalmi says over here in this Perek, in Perek Vav in Maseches Gittin. You need a Gzeres HaKasuv by Isha Shikmim Kabal Get. It's an exception to the rule. It's a Chiddush. Normally, it doesn't make sense that the Isha should be able to be the Man HaShliach because she's not the Bailam. Just like you can't make a Shliach by Chalitza, because neither the Yavam nor the Yavama are Bailam. It's not a Bailam. They have to perform this mitzvah. And they perform the mitzvah, then she becomes Mataris Leinah Sashuk. But it's not with the Das Bailam of the Yavam, with the Das Bailam of the Isha. A Kotna Ktana would have been good, if not for the Gzeres HaKasuv. You don't really need Das over here. In fact, there is a Gemara. There is a Gemara in Gittin, Abchav Gimel, at top of Omid Beis. The Gemara says, an Ebek Naini cannot serve as a Shlech LeKabel Get Isha Miad Bailo. Why? Because an Ebed is any Betoris Gittin Mikidushin. He does not have the whole Ebed, Shavulachem Poem Machamor, Amadom Alachamor, so he has no Tvisis Kidushin. So there's a big Machlekes of Rishainim. Ebed cannot serve as a Shlech LeKabel Get. What about if the husband appoints the Ebed Kaini as a Shlech to give the Get to the wife? Is that acceptable or not? So most of the Rishainim, Kemat all the Rishainim say, it's also no good. You need Yeshtem Betoris every time you want to make a Shliach. A person can only be a Shliach if his Yeshtem Betoris is that in you. In fact, it's Beferish in the beginning of the second Perek in Kedushim when they talk about Shlichas. So Gemara says, you have a Pasuk that says, you cannot appoint a Goy as a Shliach to be Mafis Chumas and Maisus for you. So the Gemara says, of course not. An Ebed, a goy is ainu b'toris afrash has chumas and maisus. A goy can't be mafresh chumas and maisus. He's not a bar hafloy. Afrash has chumas and maisus. I raise a truma, I raise a maisur rishon, I raise a maisur sheni, I raise a maisur rani. So a goy is not a bar hochi of hafloy. A goy has a pasuk says ish ish. There's a gzeres akos rishon. Akum nodrim and dorim and adoviski. So the goy is a bar hochi of bar hafloy to be magdush karbonus. That's an exception to the rule. But aside from that, we should, the Gemara said there's a machlokes ha-tanoim. So according to the Tanoim, who hold that a goy cannot be mafresh chumas amais, I don't need a pasuk to say he cannot serve as a shliach for a Jewish farmer to be mafresh chumas amais. Whoever is ainu b'toras cannot serve as a shliach. And that inyan, that's what the Gemara says. So that's the, most of the Rishonim learn like that. And the Rishonim all quote, if you look in the Ran on the Rif, on that Gemara, so the Ran and the Ramban, they all quote the Rimagash. The Rimagash has a unique opinion over here. No, Ebeknaini is Chayv HaMitzvus Ki'isha. So the Ebeknaini can be a Shliach. In Kol HaTerakula, Ebeknaini can be a Shliach. The only thing, it cannot be a Shliach, because he can't be a Shliach HaIsha. Because Shliach HaIsha, LeKabal HaGet, is Kula Chiddush. It breaks all the rules, the Yerushalmi says. You always need Shluchah Shal Bala Momen. And Shaini Get Isha, it's a Gzeres HaKosav HaShilcha. Not for the pasuk, you would never have dreamt that the isha has the ability to appoint a shliach. And appointing the shliach is just not that she's giving over karech bailus. She does not have karech bailus. You get given bal karcha. It's just that the yad ha'evid is a yad. The yad of the shliach ha'isha is called the yad, that if the baal will put the get into the yad of the shliach, it'll be good. So since an evid is ainu b'toris get to mikidushin, so his yad is nishken yad. That's how the Rimagash holds. So the Rimagash Shita there, not the Gemara, and Chav Gimel, the top of Amad Beis, is along this lines of this Yerushalmi, this Tosfei HaRosh, that the shliach ha'isha lekablas haget is a chiddush. It really breaks all the rules. It shouldn't be such a thing. So there is a gemara in Gittin where the gemara says that mili la mimser on l'shaliach. So all the rishonim understand there's a tshuvas amabit that's very difficult. He misunderstood Pasha. He thought you can't appoint a shliach and a doba that's mili. So he says, if I want to be magdish a carbon, you magdish the carbon by dibur. So there's no such thing as appointing a shliach to be magdish a carbon. So all the achronim ask is against the beferish gemara in Tmura. The gemara says you can be magdish a carbon by shliach. So the answer is the whole thing is wrong. Mili la mimser on a shliach is a din and shliach is a shliach. The din is that the shliach, the bailim can give over the karech habailus to the shliach rishon. So now the shliach rishon has the karech habailus. He has the ability to give over shliach is a shliach. So then, but if it's the whole shliachus, if the whole, the someone appointed a shliach just on an issue, which only mili, it's not such, it's only dvarim, it's not such a strong koyach habaylus, then shlech ain't ois a shlech, because the shlech rishon wasn't really a baylum. So you look in Ebenezer, in Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, in Simen Lamed Hei Sivav in the Ramah, and in Simen Lamed Vav, the Bishmol Siv Katan Dalas, so the different opinions, what's called mili, what's not called mili. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Ramban, in the Mohammed on Ardaf, the Ramban says, shlech lekabolas haget is mili. The woman is not doesn't have a korech bailus on the gerishin. The gerishin can be given, the get can be given bal korcha. So the whole thing shiny here. It's a chiddush that there's such a thing as shliach isha. But it's not when the isha appoints a shliach, she's just making a yad to be mekabel a get for her. But it's not that the shliach isha has a korech bailus. The isha herself doesn't have a korech bailus to be mekabel a get. The get can be given bal korcha. So it's a different kind of shlichus. It's a different kind of shlichus. Yeah. That's how the Rambam understood also. The Mishnah says, here, on the bottom of Daf Samal Gimel on base, that when a woman appoints a shlich lekabola saget, she needs two eidim lekiyam adover when she appoints the shlich lekabola. You need eidim lekiyam adover. Then you need another pair of eidim lekiyam adover when the husband gives the get to the shlich. Gerishin needs, just like Kiddushin needs Eidus L'Kei Madover, Gerishin needs Eidus L'Kei Madover. And when the Isha appoints a Shlech L'Kabbalah Get, she needs Eidus L'Kei Madover. So there's a Machlokes, the Ramam and the Ravid. What about when the Baal appoints a Shlech L'Hoylech HaSaget? So the Ravid holds, he also needs Eidus L'Kei Madover. Eidus L'Kei Madover is needed at every aspect that's relevant to determining whether the Get was Chal. So the Ravid thinks he needs a Shlech when you appoint, when the husband appoints a shliach lahilachas haget, and then there's another machlekes, the Ramam and the Ravid, also in Hilchos Ishos, you have all the marmakaimis there. Let's say the husband gave the get to the wife on the condition that it snows on Friday. And then he hears the news that it's not going to snow on Friday, and he wants the get to be chal even if it doesn't snow. So he's mevatel the tanai. There's such a thing as mechilas atanai. If he waits till Friday comes and goes and it didn't snow, then there was a bitla tanai. He said the get should only be chal if it snows on Friday, and it's already Friday passed and it didn't snow. Then he wakes up and he says, "I want the get to be chal even if it doesn't, even though it didn't snow." So too late. There was already bitla tanai, bitla maisa. But if before Friday comes to an end, he says, "I want the get to be chal even if it doesn't snow." So the Ramam holds that such a thing is Mechila Satanai. Not all the Rishonim agree. The Rajbo has a different sheet. It's based on the Gemara, the end of Ksubis. But the Ramam and the Ravid both agree there is such a thing. That deserves discussion. Why is that a Tshuvas HaRosh? Why is there such a thing as Mechila Satanai? So that's, for some other occasion, we'll have to talk about that. So the Ramam and the Ravid both agree that there is such a thing as Mechila Satanai. I can change the Maisa Latanai before there was Bitla Tanai, if already Friday came and went and it didn't snow, so it's too late. But before the day is over, you can do Mechila Satanai, but it's the Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ravid, do you need Eidus L'Kiyam HaDover at the time of the Mechila Satanai? So the Ravid, so Rav Soloveitchik thought, that is Lishitosam. The Ravid seems to hold that you need Eidus L'Kem HaDavar for every aspect of the case that's relevant to determining whether the Chalois Gerushin, the Chalois Kedushin is taking effect. So when the husband appoints a shlich, you need Eidus L'Kem HaDavar. When the wife appoints a shlich, you need Eidus L'Kem HaDavar. And if the husband is Meichel the Tanai, that will determine whether the get will be chal. He said, I want the get to be chal even if it doesn't snow. So you need Eidus L'Kem HaDavar. So the Rabbi holds every step of the way. The Rambam holds not so. There is no such din. So Rab Chaim explains in his Sefer on Hilchos Chalitza, Rab Chaim explains the Rambam seems to hold that Eidus L'Kem HaDavar is needed to elevate the level of Das over here. So you only need Eidus L'Kem HaDavar on the Das Kiddushin or the Das Gerushin. Das Mekach Memker is a lower level of Das. Das Gittin Kiddushin is a higher level. It needs stronger Das. There arise to that in Halacha. So you need a stronger level of Das, so the Das has to be expressed in public. But by Mechilas HaTanai, that's Tanai Milsach Rita, that's Osi Dima Mevatel Dibur. That's not a Das Dovah Shebi'erva. So when you appoint a Shliach, when the husband appoints a Shliach, that's a normal Shliach. That's not a high level of Das. But the Isha's ability to appoint a Shliach doesn't make sense in the first place. Why does the Isha, that's what the Rishami said, that's what the Taisei HaRosh said, the Isha shouldn't really have the ability to appoint the Shliach because she's not the Bailam over here on the Kinyan HaGerushin. The get can be given Al Karcha. So it's a Gzeris HaKosav. So what do you do with the Gzeris HaKosav? So you could say it's an exception to the rule. That's how the Rimigash seems to hold. It's an exception to the rule. And that halacha that ein ebed nasa shlich lekabel get isha miyad baila is only by this funny case, by this, because the whole shlichus only consists of making a yad on her behalf and not on the other. So the ebed is ein ebed teres, so his yad is nishken yad. That's how the Rebbe Magash maybe holds. But the Rambam understood differently. The Rambam understands that the gzeris hakosav that enables the woman to appoint a shliach the Kabbalah's haget means that there are two ways to be Megavish and Isha. If you give the get in person, then the get can be given Bal Korcha. Then you don't need Daso Isha. If the woman wants to appoint a Shliach, then the Halacha requires Daso Isha for the Gerishin. And because the Halacha, there are two Parshias of Gerishin, because in this case, you need Daso Isha Beri Gerishin, that enables her to appoint the Shliach, and she's expressing her Das Gerishin at the time that she appoints the shliach. So therefore the Mishnah says, on the bottom of Sama Gimel and Beis, you need Eidus L'Kem HaDavar, Tzricha Shnei Kiti Eidim. You need Eidus L'Kem HaDavar when the wife appoints the shliach L'Kabbalah, because Al Pidin, she shouldn't be able to. Why is she able to? Because whenever it's a get, it's a new parsha of get that does require das gerushin on the part of the isha, and she expresses the das gerushin at the time that she's appointing the shliach. So since it's a das gerushin that she's expressing, the husband is not expressing das gerushin when he appoints a shliach. He's appointing a shliach, giving up a karech habaylus. The shliach, when the shliach gives the get to the isha on behalf of the baal, the shliach is expressing das gerushin then. So then you need Eidus L'Kem HaDavar when the shliach will give over the get. That's Rab Chaim explains, according to the Rambam, that the din of Eidus L'Kem HaDavar is not a din that the get and the kiddushin is not chal without Eidus. You don't attain the higher level of das that's needed for get and the kiddushin over and above the level of das that's needed for mekach and memkar, the different levels of das. By nedarim is a lower level of das, das hafloa. And there are a lot of leniencies in the dorm that Mekach HaMemka needs a higher level of das, and the Gittim Kiddush needs a higher level of das. And then the Rab Chaim has a raif and the Rambam that a get even needs a higher level of das than by Kiddushin. Each step of the way, there are halachas that indicate that this is the case. The get needs more das than Kiddushin. To decide that you're going to divorce a girl is a much more serious decision than the decision to get married. Decision to get married is a much more serious decision than buying a $1 million house and taking a neder shvua. That's the lowest level of das, different levels of das. So getting back again, so the Gemara has a rule: mili la mimser no shliach. Shliach is a shliach, not like the mabit. Mabit was of the opinion that you can't appoint a shliach to be mafresh a korban on your behalf. Mili can't make a shliach for dibur. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara the Pharisee said you can. So all the Achrayim understand it's not correct. Mili la mimsa shlech means ain shliach oisa shliach an inyan of mili. So the Ramban writes over here, and it's quoted La Loch in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban writes, by the Shliach Isha, the Kabbalah Saget, that's a big Chiddush. The Isha is not really a Bailim. She's not a Bailim on the Kabbalah Saget. So the Rambam understood that's the Gzeres HaKosuv that says the Isha can appoint a Shliach. Whenever it's a Get, a Shliach means the Isha needs Das Bailim. She needs Das Isha on the Gerishin, and Das Isha is expressed at the time of Mine HaShliach. The Ramban learns in this sense like the Rimagash. No, this is an exception to the rule. The rule usually is to be a Memana HaShliach, you have to have a Kerech Bailis. The Isha doesn't have a Kabbalah, so she has the ability to appoint a Shliach. So the Shliach that she appoints just to make a Yad, and that's really a Mili, because when she makes the Shliach the Kabbalah Saget, she's not giving up a Kerech Bailis. She never had Kerech Bailis in the first place. So the Ramban says, Ein Shliach is a Shliach by Shliach LeKabbalah. Shliach is a Shliach is only by Shliach LeHilochas HaGet, not by Kabbalah HaGet. So the Ramban says, that's the Pshat over here. The Mishnah says, Naira HaMoros, Ivi Avi Mekabla Mezgito. So Rabbi Yehuda Tainas, it can't be. How can you have two people Bailim on the same Kenyan? The Gemara says, they're not both Bailim on the same Kenyan. The real Bailim is the father. And the daughter can be Mekabla Get, but the Torah declares that we treat the daughter as if she's the shliach of the father. Even though the father never appointed her as a shliach, even the father screaming, I don't want you to accept the get from the husband. It doesn't matter what he says. The Torah declares that the daughter is the shliach on behalf of the father. Yod Yisrael is Achal Rachman is the yad of the Isha. So the Ramban says, but if the Isha is a Ktana, so a Kotna Ktana can't be a shliach. Only a Naira can be a shliach. But the Gemara said, Beferish, not so. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, yeah, the Gemara in Kiddushin says it within, there's a Machlokes there, Rove, Tosfos quotes it, Machlokes Rove in Rav Nachman. By Naira Hamaras, Ivi Makablan's Gita, can the Naira make a Shliach? The father can make a Shliach to be Makabal Get on his behalf. Can the Naira herself make a Shliach? So there's a Machlokes Rove in Rav Nachman. So we pass like Rav Nachman that the Naira cannot make a Shliach. Why not? So the Ramban explains because Ein Shliach Hois Shliach by Kabbalah Saget, because Kabbalah Saget is Mili. She doesn't have a Kerech Baila. She didn't have it herself. So she can't give up a Kerech Baila. She just makes another Yad. So Ein Shliach Hois Shliach. So that's why the Naira cannot make a Shliach. She's not an independent Bailim. That's the answer to Rabbi Yehuda's Taina. Rabbi Yehuda's Taina is, who ever heard Ein Shtei Yadayim Zecher Kechod? So the answer is, what's the Taina? Let's say a woman appoints a shliach le kabbalah saget. So the husband can either give the get to the wife in person or to the shliach. But that's not a kash ein shtei yadayim zecher kechad. The shliach is not the real bailim. The isha is the bailim on the get. The shliach is shlucha shalon kamoisa. Let's say, what does it say in the get? So you look in the rif at the end of the mesichtet. So the rif has the text of the get. So in the nusach in the rif, it says, eich. Every shtar starts off. We, the undersigned, testify that the man sold his field to the moicha sold the field to Lekech. So the Rif says the get is signed by two people at the end. So it says in the beginning, Eich, we, the undersigned, are testifying that we saw the way husband. So on the side, the Shulti Giborim, Ois Gimel, on that daf in the Rif. So the Shulti Giborim writes that the Rosh writes that it cannot be. It doesn't make any sense. This is on page Mem Hey on the base and our editions of the Vilna Shas. Ois Gimel, the Shul Gemara quotes the Rosh. Rosh says, a get has to be written Beloshen Habal, I am divorcing you. Cannot be written Beloshen Hayden. We, the undersigned, testify that. They're signing on the bottom, so they're testifying that he expressed Das Gerishin. But the get has to say, I am divorcing you. So let's say the woman appoints her brother as the Shliach like Habolas HaGet. So the get shouldn't say, I am divorcing your sister. The get has to say, I am divorcing you, and it has to have the wife's name. When the husband gives a get to the brother of his wife, the brother was appointed a shliach lekabolas aget. So he says, Balpe, he says, I'm here, but hare achosich mugureshes mimani. He doesn't say hareat mugureshes. He's not giving it to the isha, gives it to the shliach isha. But the text of the get has to say, hare at mugureshes mimani. The text of the get has to be written baloshan about speaking to the isha. So Rabbi Yehuda had a tain against Achama. So what's the answer? The Sam Rishonim answered, It's an exeris hakasuv. Rava holds it's exeris hakasuv. Shtei adai mazeh cheskechod. So if the husband gives the get to the father, so it should say harei bitech megureshes mimeni. The husband gives the get to the isha, the get has to say harei at megureshes mimeni. And we don't paskin like Rava. Rava says just like the father can make a shliach, so too the naira hamarasa can also make a shliach because they're two independent bailim. And again, we paskin like Rav Nachman. The naira hamarasa cannot make a shliach. Why? Because in shliach is a shliach. By Kabbalah Saget, it's called Mili. So even if the husband, the way we paskin, he the Aviyah Mekabna Lesgiti, can give the get to the girl in person, the girl is representing her, she's a shliach of the father. That's why even if she's a Naira, she cannot appoint a shliach, because then shliach is a shliach by Kabbalah Saget. And he says if she's a Ktana can't serve as a shliach. And even if he gives the get to the wife directly, the get has to say, Hare bitach mugureshes mimani. It can't say, Hare at mugureshes, because she's not the bailam on the get. The father is the bailam. She's acting as a shliach on behalf of the father. So this is a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim. How do you deal? The Yerushalmi explained what the Tosfos HaRosh wrote, that you need a separate gzeiros hakasuv that the isha can make a shliach lekabbalas haget. Because I would have thought the Isha is not a Bailam. The get can give him al karcho. And the whole idea of Shlichus is you give over karech ha-bailas to the Shlich. But an Isha is not the Bailam at all. So once you have the Pasuk, what does it tell you? Does it tell you that Shlich le-Kabbal is an exception to the rule? Even though she's not a Bailam, nonetheless, she gives over, she can make a Shlich. Or does it mean, no, that she is a Bailam, like the Rambam understood? Got to digest all of this. So everything is interconnected. Okay. Everyone should be healthy.